It is your Monday edition of the program, and it is 10 past six this morning. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Barker. Now, time for a bit of this.
Fair dinkum.
It's time for a fair dinkum chat.
Yeah, time for a fair dinkum chat straight off the blocks this morning. On the 20th of September every year, that was yesterday, pensioners would ordinarily expect an increase to their payments index to meet the increase in costs and living expenses. That did not happen for the first time in 23 years. For the first time in 23 years, pensioners did not get a modest pay rise or rise in their pension to meet the increasing costs of the things that they need to pay for. So today, pensioners are worse off because of that. And I think that's not great at all. Pensioners today, when the economy is crying for stimulation, the government can't even allow those who have for their entire working lives worked and contributed to the prosperity of this country an increase in their meagre pension. The reason? And here's the maths. And this is just bureaucracy playing out without any emotion put in. The CPI has gone backwards. The Consumer Price Index has stalled, and it has. So the government argues that in real terms, pensioners are better off because the prices of things have gone down overall, so their pension won't go backwards. It'll stay exactly where they are, and that's true. But in the real world, it's not. The CPI is the measurement of the overall change of the price of things. Take all the things, see how much the price of them has changed, and that's your consumer price index. But is that fair? How does a change in the price of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle impact a pensioner? What about the price of sanitary products? Or iron ore? What does the overall price change have to do with the buying power of a pension when pensions aren't designed to allow those to buy motorcycles or Wagyu beef or Dom Perignon? That's not what the pension's for. Toilet paper and cleaning products have increased 27% in some regions since the pandemic. Other staples in short supply have also shot up in price, but because luxury items still priced beyond the affordability of pensioners have come down with low demand, the pensioner suffers. And that's happened today. Labor lost the election last time because of bad PR on franking credits. Retirees swung the election. If they want to win older Australians back to them, come out and announce that pension increases will no longer be linked to the CPI, but rather to parliamentary pay increases. If politicians want a pay rise, then they have to do it when they can afford to give a pay rise to those who need it most. What do you reckon?